Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
The first key is nutrition. Nutrition involves the consumption of those elements which are essential to life and conducive to optimum function. These include light, air, water, and food. Food is basically composed of macronutrients, like carbs, fats, and proteins, and micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and enzymes, and many other additional components such as fiber, chlorophyll, alkaloids, lactones, glycosides, etc. Food provides an organic source of thousands of unique naturally occurring biochemicals, and these substances interact with the structure and chemicals of our bodies. This is why it is so important to be aware of the influence of our food and to understand how it relates to our health and performance. Resistance training is a form of mental and physical stress, and it generates increased demands on the entire system. Training intensity and training frequency are two determinants that determine calorie needs and nutrient requirements. More protein, for example, is required if you're trying to increase muscle size and strength. Most bodybuilders and strength athletes consume at least 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight as a minimum standard, although it is more accurate to base protein requirements on lean mass. The objective, regardless of training format or goals, is to maintain a positive nitrogen balance. This is where meal replacements, protein shakes, and sports bars can come in handy. But make sure those sport bars are clean, because sometimes they're contaminated with trans fatty acids and lots of sugar. Vitamin B complex, vitamin C, and minerals like calcium and potassium also should increase to supply new demands. Training increases the demand for antioxidants. However, increasing the intake of only one nutrient without consideration of your overall total biological need is not recommended. No one is deficient in only one vitamin or mineral, and if your intake of an isolated vitamin or mineral is excessive, research has shown that this can produce the same symptoms as a deficiency. Taking vitamins and minerals in their proper balance is important to the proper functioning of all vitamins, and here's where we get into the idea of synergy. Synergy is the combination of two or more vitamins in order to create a stronger vitamin function. For example, combining the bioflavonoids with vitamin C helps vitamin C to work more effectively in the body. Also, certain substances have been known to block absorption of particular vitamins and minerals, such as pharmaceutical drugs. If you take prescription medication, it's important to compensate by increasing your intake of certain nutrients in supplement form known to be inhibited or blocked by the medication. Ensure that the supplements are compatible with the medication. In most cases, supplements and prescription medication should be taken at different times. And let's keep in mind that probably more than 90% of all prescription medicine isn't even necessary when you take the right steps to health and wellness. In order to create a synergistic balance, all vitamin and mineral supplements should be taken with meals unless specified otherwise. One of the best times is with a protein shake before training, after training, in the afternoon, or before bed. Fat-soluble and water-soluble nutrients are absorbed, transported, and stored in different compartments of the body, but in general, they can be combined and consumed just before or after a meal with a sip of water. Nutrition quality makes a huge difference in your energy levels, body fat percentage, motivation, and recovery. In general, avoid man-made processed foods that come in cans, boxes, or packages. Consume a whole, natural diet, abundant in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts and seeds, and clean animal protein such as free-range eggs, chicken, fish, turkey, seafood, lamb, beef, and wild game. These are whole foods too. And obviously the quality of the animal is relative to how the animal was raised and fed during its life. Minimize or stay away from refined dairy products. Pork is sometimes a concern. Sugar for sure. Processed flour and pasta or bread made of white flour. Avoid these things. Use freshly pressed vegetable and fruit juices to cleanse and alkalize the system, and drink plenty of clean, filtered water. I recommend cutting down considerably on or eliminating completely soda pop, cow's milk, pasteurized juices, and coffee sold at gas stations or the corner store. Most of this kind of coffee is pre-ground and generally rancid. Coffee has fatty acids that are subject to rancidity and exposure to oxygen. So when we pre-ground the coffee, exposing it to oxygen, it has a tendency to turn. Make your own salad dressing with fresh live oils and avoid commercial condiments like ketchup, mayonnaise, and barbecue sauce. The primary role of food is first and foremost to sustain the body with the nourishment it needs for cellular, glandular, muscular, and nervous system function. This is best accomplished by consuming micronutrient-dense fuel in its natural whole state and supplementing with a variety of high-quality natural health products. Taste and culinary satisfaction, although an important feature of nutrition, is secondary to the premise of biological supply and demand. It is illogical to compromise sound nutrition for taste alone. Yet this is the rule for the great majority of North Americans, not the exception. If you want to read a great book on nutrition, try Traditional Foods Are Your Best Medicine. The author, Dr. Ronald Schmidt, goes into great depth to help clarify the enormous impact good nutrition has on health, immunological function, and human performance. This is one of four books I use as a reference text in my Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor education program. Junk food creates toxicity and leads to eventual decay and erosion. Believe it or not, sugar is more addictive than cocaine and causes more illness and degeneration on the planet than all the illicit recreational drugs combined. Sugar is everywhere. It is in everything. It is highly addictive, and it absolutely induces a state of deficiency. It does this insidiously, and it does it slowly over several decades. Sucrase, the enzyme involved in the metabolism of sucrose, is depleted by consuming large quantities of refined table sugar, and this depletion is associated with neurological abnormalities, including depression, mood swings, and a lack of motivation required to expand, grow, and achieve our goals. When you consume refined, empty, high glycemic carbohydrates like white flour, pasta, buns, bagels, and white rice that do not provide fiber and which lack the trace elements and minerals normally present in whole food, you become deficient in these same elements. Our bodies require these micronutrients to potentiate metabolic enzymes and create the digestive force required to transform, assimilate, and efficiently metabolize food. So when we think of drug addiction, criminal behavior, mental illness, and aging individuals who require extensive health care, and look at the economic and emotional impact these conditions have on society, in my opinion, we are looking at what happens to a society raised on sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and depleted processed food. As a society, we consume fast food in great abundance and avoid physical activity like the plague. This is a recipe for disaster. It is the consumption of this refined food base that is responsible for much of the premature degeneration and chronic disease encountered by people as young as 30 and, of course, over 40 and into the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You name it, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, cancer, obesity, take your pick. Conditions of effect ultimately caused by consuming a food base which defies every law of nutrition science and order. By consuming processed foods containing purified sucrose, fructose, glucose, fructose, or invert corn syrup, you lose magnesium and chromium, both of which are essential for efficient insulin metabolism. Insulin facilitates the entrance of glucose and amino acids into the cell. The entire process of oxidation, which yields ATP and energy from food for growth and maintenance of the body, is dependent on enzymes formed from the vitamins and minerals which enter the body when we eat. If insufficient amounts of these nutrients are obtained, as in the case if we consume processed food, then over time the body is forced to draw these nutrients from where they are stored or compartmentalized in the body, such as bones, skeletal muscle, joints, and vital organs. This is what causes and or contributes to osteoporosis, sarcopenia, arthritis, and organ failure. Consuming up to 68 kilograms, which is 150 pounds, of sugar annually, which is the estimated national average per person, inevitably leads to dysglycemia, hypoglycemia, hyperinsulinism, and degeneration. In other words, we foul up our insulin chemistry and lose the ability to regulate and balance blood sugar. Refined, isolated sugar, whether white, brown, or raw, is something we can definitely live without. In nature, carbohydrates are packed with a generous supply of essential B-complex vitamins, including B6, niacin, and pantothenic acid. Why do you think so many of us get irritable and impatient? Could it be that eating sugar, sweets, cakes, and cookies drains the body's pool of these essential water-soluble nutrients? You bet. For example, pyridoxine, which is vitamin B6, aids in the conversion of tryptophan to serotonin. Depressed patients often have disturbed serotonin production. At Napa State Hospital in California, riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, relieved patients of psychotic symptoms who did not respond to phenothiazine derivatives or lithium. B12 deficiency causes anemia, irritability, weakness, apathy, paranoid behavior, and even hostility. That's why Tracy and I both use B12 and often take regular B12 injections. Niacin, which is vitamin B3, functions in over 50 metabolic reactions. When depleted by stress, nervous system disorders frequently appear, including headache, insomnia, pain in the extremities, loss of memory, and emotional instability. The stress of training creates a demand for niacin that cannot be met by eating refined carbohydrates. Sugar inhibits immune response, feeds yeast and pathogenic bacteria in the intestines, hampers vitamin C absorption, disrupts glucose metabolism, damages insulin transport, causes reactive and nocturnal hypoglycemia, sets the stage for type 2 diabetes, and exhausts the adrenal glands and pancreas. In other words, it's not worth consuming. Remember that excess sugar is stored in your body as fat. So as an athlete, if nothing else about sugar has made you want to stop consuming it, I hope knowing this will. Sugar will fatten you up or harden your arteries in no time flat. And even with the best and most accurate information, the sugar habit is hard to overcome because eating sugar comes with a vicious cycle of addiction. It goes something like this. Number one, you eat refined sugar. Two, the isolated sugar rapidly enters your bloodstream. Three, your blood sugar quickly rises. Four, the sudden rise in blood sugar signals the pancreas to release insulin. Five, insulin drives the sugar into cells, and your blood sugar drops below its original level. 6. The low blood sugar makes you feel tired, irritable, and hungry. 7. You crave more sugar and bang, you're right back at square one eating more sugar or a high glycemic carbohydrate such as bread, pasta, or white rice. Now, if you keep eating refined sugar, this cycle is repeated over and over again. You feel worse and worse, your cravings return in shorter and shorter intervals, and your pancreas has to pour out insulin faster and faster. During the process, your health and training usually suffers as the cycle of addiction continues. In a healthy diet, sugar is metabolized slowly and evenly by the body because fibrous fresh vegetables, low glycemic fruits, whole grains, and legumes generally release carbohydrates more slowly and evenly into the bloodstream. Natural whole foods provide thousands of micronutrients, enzymes, phytochemicals, and antioxidants not present in refined carbs, and these nutrients reinforce and protect the adrenals, liver, and pancreas. Consuming fresh whole food throughout the day in small portions is by far the best way of overcoming sugar cravings. Insufficient protein intake, which is prevalent in females, is also a factor tied in with the symptom of craving sweets. Consuming a variety of natural health products, which are now called NHPs, is like exercise, a wise and intelligent thing to do. They reinforce the body with essential nutrients and provide adaptogenic value. NHPs include vitamins and mineral formulas, antioxidant blends, free-form amino acids, protein powders, thermogenic agents, meal replacements, sports bars, electrolyte aids, ergogenic aids, botanical extracts, herbal tinctures, homeopathic remedies, probiotics, organic seed oils, and enzymes. Dietary supplements protect the body from environmental chemicals, pollution, and poison. They enhance immune function and are an excellent addition to a healthy diet, as opposed to nutritional fillers used to compensate for a poor, highly processed diet and unhealthy lifestyle. If you eat really good and train, take vitamins to enhance the process. Your vitamin program should be tailor-made according to your present health, body type, performance levels, genetics, and dietary intake. These days, you have to work at eating healthfully. Like training, good nutrition requires planning, scheduling, discipline, and self-control. You mustn't leave nutrition to chance because high-quality food is absolutely vital for optimum performance and the prevention of disease and degeneration. Left to chance makes you an easy target, like a deer in a meadow or a sitting duck. For every health food store and grocery outlet that provides whole, organic, decent food, there are 10,000 alternatives which provide the opposite. Face it, we're surrounded by the enemy. Remember, the motive behind the production of most food in Western world today is profit, not consumer health. The science of nutrition is completely ignored and virtually no consideration is given to what happens to an individual after consuming a meal loaded with trans fats, high glycemic empty carbs, and denatured protein. Eating smart means paying attention to everything you consume, when you consume it, and why. Many of us fall prey to eating disorders caused by stress and the buildup of negative emotions, including loneliness, insecurity, fear, or guilt. Food addiction is just as serious and potentially destructive as alcoholism or addiction to tobacco. This behavior is usually connected to much deeper emotional problems, although micronutrient deficiencies and poor quality macronutrients can alter brain biochemistry, which affects rational judgment. Food should heal, not destroy. Eat to live as opposed to living to eat. We are all biochemically unique, born with unique micronutrient requirements passed on from our parents, and our children inherit ours. This is why it's so important to take dietary supplements, regardless of how we feel or whether we perceive our diet as being excellent. Each of us has special biochemical needs for micronutrients that cannot be met by food alone. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Albert Einstein. A theory can be proved by experiment, but no path leads from experiment to the birth of a theory.